It's Tuesday, the 21st of September. Let's find out what happened on this day. Born on this day but no longer with us, Robert Muldoon, New Zealand's Prime Minister. Born in New Zealand in 1921 on this day.
Larry Hagman, born in Fort Worth, Texas, 1931. He passed away a few years back, 2012. He was 81. US actor. His best known role, of course, is Tony Nelson in I Dream of Jeannie.
Oh,
and, of course,
yes.
He was also in Dallas as J.R. Ewing.
Fabulous.
Back memories.
Also born on this day, but no longer with us, the legendary Leonard Cohen. Of course, famous for this song.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Leonard passed away at the age of 82 in 2016.
Stephen King was born in Portland, Maine, 1947, turning 74 today. He is, of course, best known for, Cujo, Pet Sematary, the list goes on.
Yeah, he's written many, many amazing things, including Shawshank Redemption and something that you might not have realised, Stand By Me. American guitarist Don Felder, today 74, played with the Eagles for a bit there.
Bill Murray, the Ghostbuster, born on this day in 1950.
What happened? Are you okay?
He slimed me.
That's great! Actual physical contact!
Ugh. What a legend. The 26th Prime Minister of Australia, Kevin Rudd, is 64 today.
Faith Hill, who of course gave us such great songs as
This Kiss,
turning 54 is Faith.
UK singer and muso Liam Gallagher today turns 49, one half of the band Oasis.
Nicole Richie was born in Berkeley, California on this day, turning the big 4-0, is Nicole.
US singer-songwriter Jason Derulo, 32.
Emma Wiggle, Emma Watkins, turning 32.
Cute.
Because she's a professional ballet
dancer. Yes, she is the Yellow Wiggle, if you didn't know. It was on this day in 1837, Charles Tiffany founded an American store that sold jewellery, china and other fine accessories called Tiffany's. In 1837, it's been going for that long.
And The Hobbit was written by J.R.R. Tolkien on this day. It was published, in fact, 1937.
I found it as the small things, everyday deeds of ordinary folk, that keeps the darkness at bay. Simple acts of kindness and love. Why, Bilbo Baggins? Perhaps it is because I'm afraid.
No, I love, love, love. Oh, sorry there, Gandalf. Cut you off. The Hobbit's amazing. John F. Kennedy Jr. married Carolyn Bessette on this day, 1996, but tragically killed in a plane crash 3 years later.
The Kennedy curse. And iPhone 5 was released in Australia. It happened on this day, 2012.
Yeah, the next release is the iPhone 13.
Wow. I don't know. I'm an Android boy.
Split camp. And that's on this day from Tuesday, the 21st of September.